All right, Midnight with Robert Shaw. This is Kyle. You got Richard over there.
Dust off those headphones, podcast listeners.
Hope you're doing well out there, Ed.
Yes, our one listener,
Thank
Ed.
You, Ed. Be sure to retweet this, Ed. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you realize, yeah, every time I post something on the Facebook page, you know what's funny? If it has like the title titty or nudity or God's dead, it's like 400 plus views. And then everything else is like 40 views tops. Well, how does that work?
I'll try and incorporate boobs and tits into the titles more.
I think that's the only way to go.
Sex sells, Richard. Sex sells.
Exactly. Even if it has nothing to do with the story.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever I'm posting. Like we posted about my Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. I should have just put titty fuck titty. This is the worst ever.
Well, that is probably the worst news I've heard in a while.
I thought it was a joke. But the biggest joke of the week is that Aunt May movie. That can't be real.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't actually expect Sony to figure out a way to make an Aunt May movie.
Or they're just that desperate.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they think they can do it cheap and kind of keep building a brand. I don't know.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
God. Does that count, though, as a Spider-Man movie? If they use Aunt May, they get to keep Spider-Man? Is that the idea?
Well, probably. My feeling would be they'd probably, like, have her accidentally get powers or something. And then she'd oh, I'm an old lady. Look at this. This is crazy.
No. Didn't you read the synopses?
No. I don't care about that.
It's going to be like a prequel, like Aunt May was a secret agent. No joke.
So they saw the trailer for Agent Carter, and they're like, ooh, this is good. Let's just copy this.
Pretty much, that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
Sony was like, I don't know what the fuck we're doing. Fuck it. Give Aunt May a movie. Go. Go run with it.
Oh, gosh. So, what do you think? Which is more likely to happen? Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel?
I'd say Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's going to take the bullet.
In what way?
Wonder Woman's going to take the box office bullet. Because Marvel was trying to be all like, oh, we're going to do a female-centric superhero movie, finally. Huzzah for us. And then Wonder Woman's going to come out and do terrible box office, and then they're going to be like, well, we're going to do a Captain Marvel movie with Captain America.
Well, I did like your comment where you're like, it only took like $3 billion for them to decide to do a female superhero movie.
Oh, right. Yeah, no. $7 billion, please.
Oh, sorry.
Not three. It was $7 billion. It takes $7 billion for Hollywood to get progressive. So they're just all a bunch of hypocrites. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it did feel
always
late.
Talk about, oh, capitalism is bad, but, you know, let's make $7 billion and we can do that chick movie. And the black movie. Don't forget the black movie. Yeah. Oh, the colored fella is going to be the Black Panther. Can we say Black Panther? Is that too dirty? Is that okay? No, you can say Black Panther. Okay, good. God, they're so afraid of their own shadow, yet they make the stupidest fucking decisions in the world.
They're probably just jealous that there's no, like, direct, Jewish superhero that they can put out there.
Golem! The Golem! Go for it. Do it. Oh, my God, look, the Golem is out. He's running around everywhere. He's going to destroy buildings. Get the Superman! Get the Superman out there. He's crazy. Destroy the Golem. Terrible. It's horrible. I can't believe it's happening. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Have a bagel. Have some cream cheese. Delicious.
But, you know, I don't think any of these DC movies will happen. So I think Wonder Woman's least likely to happen.
Well, what is the year of that one coming out, Wonder Woman?
2017, Richard.
See, that's like right around the corner in planning these movies ahead of time world.
It really is. I mean, if by spring next year they don't have a director and they're not scouting locations. It's not going to happen.
I wonder who. Okay, so here's my question.
Yeah.
Who do you want for a Wonder Woman directing movie gig? Brett Ratner or McG?
Neither. I'd give it to that. I think what's her name? Like the girl who directs some of those Game of Thrones episodes, the McLaren, whatever her name is.
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah.
Is it Michelle McLaren or
something?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a good idea. She's cheap, and I'm sure Warner Brothers wants to be as cheap as possible with this movie.
Yeah, and she did some Breaking Bad episodes, and then I'd get Jane Goldman to write the script.
Oh, yes.
You know, make it real female-centric. Make sure make it real female-centric.
Don't put a dick anywhere near that set.
And then you get a female producer to be the lead producer on it.
Female crew, female AC, female AD. It's just a total chick fest.
Right, just so that way at the end of the day, they can't point fingers at anyone with a penis and say it's their
exactly.
fault.
So. And you know how well that movie would do?
I don't know how well.
It would make no money.
You think?
Because chicks don't know how to do movies.
Well, I like McLaren a lot.
I'm kidding. That's great. Not true at all.
I think she's done great.
What about Kathryn Bigelow? You think she's too high and mighty for that? Even though she did the first Twilight movie?
She did not do the first Twilight movie.
She did. It was called Near Dark.
Oh,
okay. It's just it's a reverse Twilight movie.
Okay. No,
instead
I don't...
the guy, it's the girl. I think pretty ingenious.
She's too up her own ass at this point. I have no interest in her.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking Kathryn Bigelow from like Point Break days, I'd say definitely. But these days, no thanks.
She's another one that like took forever to get like movies in between. It's like, how do you take 5 years off to do another movie after Point Break? I don't understand.
Yeah, wasn't that when she was with
Cameron?
Cameron or not?
Yeah, I think toward right before. Yeah, because then he was with Linda Hamilton.
Right. Yeah.
Or was that before or after T2?
Gosh, I don't know. Because there was like
it had to be before
Gail, then Catherine, and then Linda. But I don't know the exact.
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. I'd have to ask him. Hey, let me ask him.
Oh, okay.
Jim. Yeah. Were you stooping? Linda Hamilton or Kathryn Bigelow first? Both! Oh, you dirty dog, Jim. All right, go back into your cave and shut up. He's exploring caves over here for Avatar 2. He wants to make it realistic or something.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I just cut his spelunking rope. He's dead.
Thank you.
So we don't have to have Avatar 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How high do you think that'll go? What number?
I hope it stops after 2.
Well, they are making at least 2 more.
Ugh, I think it's just too late. It's way too late for that.
Well, look, if they can do Dumb and Dumber 2 20 years after the fact, that's never too late. Never
different.
Too late.
That's a comedy with Jim Carrey.
That movie will make no money, though.
Dumb and Dumber 2?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty decent. Nostalgic factors through the roof.
I am going to I'm gonna say under $15 million opening weekend.
Oh, you're crazy.
With maybe around $40 million domestic when it's all done.
You're out of your fucking head.
No, it's true.
Because this is before Mockingjay comes out. We got 2 weeks before Mockingjay. Is that what's going on?
I just don't think anybody cares.
I don't know.
I know Ed's interested. He's going to go see it.
A lot of dumb motherfuckers out there. And they... Yeah. That's a good show. But he's got to be...
You're breaking up a lot. What's up?
Sorry. Nothing.
All right.
I just... He's dumb and dumber too. With 1-0.
Ugh. Well, I won't be seeing it. Will you go see that movie?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't have it in me to see that. I want to go see Interstellar again.
Really? Wow.
I enjoyed it. Okay, I kind of want to see it again.
Give me your review.
Well, I think it's a lot better than a lot of the negative reviews. But it's kind of an odd thing because, like, you read one side of the reviews are all, like, super positive, and then the other ones are just kind of, like, middle of the road, but not quite negative. Like, I've read negative reviews, but not, like, horribly negative reviews. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think people were probably expecting too much from this movie, but, you know, I didn't. I just figured, yeah, it might be fun. But then again, I don't think Chris Nolan movies are really fun.
No, I did enjoy Inception. I thought that was bordered on fun.
For Chris Nolan.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, like Insomnia is pretty depressing. Prestige I did like, but it ultimately gets a little dark by the end.
I think Prestige is great.
Oh no, it's a great movie, but yeah, it's dark by the end. It's pretty.
Oh yeah, it's great. I love it. Well, I like all his. I don't think Christopher Nolan has made a bad movie yet.
No, I think for me this is probably his weakest movie, but I didn't.
I don't think so. I think Dark Knight Rises is his weakest.
Well, then that probably gets a better pass from me because it's Batman. So it's there's more association for me.
Yeah,
but I will say though, I think you're right. For me, this is more middle of the road for me. I didn't hate it. There's definitely a lot to like, but ultimately it just didn't quite make it to the finish line.
Well, I didn't mind. Like, I felt like the whole Matt Damon exposition sequence, where, like, you know, he's having that whole speech. He's talking about, like, you're the human being that wants to strike. I just think he's doing that because he went apeshit crazy.
Oh, no, I like that stuff.
Well, because all the reviews, though, are talking mad shit on it. They're just saying, like, oh, it's too on the nose, and his name is Man, and blah. Like, it's just, I get that. I get the symbolism is so heavy-handed, you could cut it with a butter knife.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm fine with it.
Well, his speech I didn't mind. I thought that was fine.
Well, a lot of people just talk about, like, how the dialogue is so clunky.
Because I would agree, though. I think it is, he's just gone insane.
Yeah.
And this is him finally getting to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
So he's just spitting out whatever's coming into his head. And I won't totally apologize for the clunkiness, but I enjoyed that scene and that kind of that sequence as a whole, all the editing back and forth with everything that was going on. With the doctor kind of going over the data, and then Anne Hathaway kind of setting up camp or whatever she was doing. You know, I thought that was all kind of a nice mixture. So I thought that was like one of the better parts of the movie.
Well, I just don't understand also that people were saying, you know, the movie lacks femininity and like heart. I don't understand. Like the whole movie is basically, the theme of the entire movie is listen to the woman who gives choice right. Because that's what the movie is. It's Anne Hathaway saying, well, we should turn left. And then McConaughey goes, nope, we're turning right. And that was the thing. Like that, and that the whole movie is based on him telling her, no, I'm going to go with the data and my... Fuck you in your worldly sense. And then he gets butt-fucked by Man.
By Matt Damon.
Loathing.
If only it was actually Matt Damon. That would have
Matt Damon. I love the robots. The robots are the best part.
Yeah, they're like the best part of the movie. I love those guys.
Yeah, the robots are great. But I did love the whole... The ending I liked a lot. I liked the five-dimensional bookshelves. I thought that was pretty awesome. I liked all that.
That took me out of the movie. I didn't care for that.
Really?
Okay.
This, what the fuck is that? And then you're just like, oh, shit. You crazy bastard, Nolan. You crazy son of a bitch.
No, I didn't care for that because it's just so hokey.
I didn't think it was hokey. I liked it.
Well, also,
it was fun.
You can see that coming a mile away. So when it ended up being what it was, I was disappointed.
I didn't hate it. I liked it. I just liked the idea that, you know, he fell into the...
was basically a giant IKEA bookshelf.
Yeah, yeah.
Who gave them the coordinates for the NASA?
Sorry, you're breaking up more again.
Oh, what about that?
Bloop, bloop.
I got plenty of internet here. I don't know why you can't hear me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know.
I think it is you.
I'm a fucker. I don't know
what's it's going on. It's you. But coming out, what does it sound like?
It sounds fine, yeah. Like, I got full bars, too, so I don't know what's going on. It's probably just a Skype or whatever. It's always Skype. It's
Skype. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, only 2 more months of Skype.
So, but what were you saying, though? You had a question or whatever?
No, I was saying, you remember the scene where they get the coordinates for NORAD?
Right,
and ends up being the secret base where NASA's at.
Yeah, yeah.
Who gave them that? I don't remember seeing that. Or did the robot do that? Or did Matthew McConaughey do that?
McConaughey got it because he got it through the whatever code that he was sending himself or whatever or some shit.
Did he send it to himself though or not? Because I didn't see that part. I just saw him playing with the watch.
No, he didn't. No, but it was the fifth dimensional humans from the future that sent him the code to go there.
See, I didn't get that. Was kind of plot holey. That didn't really make much sense because it was like, you know, if they're gonna go that far, why don't they just give him a fucking break and not put him through the hell of being sucked into a black hole and thrown into an IKEA bookshelf from the fifth dimension?
Because they don't care. I don't know.
They're kind of assholeish. It's like, well, we'll give you the directions to the place, but after that, you're on your own. So fuck you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, it's another time travel movie, so it's another time travel movie, and it really demands that you kind of forgive a lot of what happens, because otherwise, you're just going to think too much about it, and it'll ruin the whole experience, so.
But I did like the opening, but it gave away the ending of the movie, which I thought was kind of shitty, but that's fine. What was the opening again? The opening when they had, like, the Ken Burns documentary interviews with the blight survivors.
I didn't care for that.
I liked it. I just thought it was like, oh, but that's the end of the movie, and I already knew Ellen Burstyn was Jessica Chastain, which I don't know how you go from Jessica Chastain to Ellen Burstyn.
I don't either.
That's a bad facelift.
But I thought that was just for a movie that's as long as it is. You could have gotten rid of that.
I didn't mind. I thought that was kind of nice. I like that.
Well, it didn't really tell you any more than you already knew. It just felt like just extraneous stuff they could have dumped, and I wouldn't have missed it at all.
I don't know. It didn't bother me so much.
That's my feeling. DVD that shit. I don't need it.
Don't worry. If the Desolation of Smog has 27 extra minutes, I'm sure Interstellar has at least 4.
Yeah, it's got a little bit left in the gas can.
Just a little.
No, I never quite felt the emotional pull of the movie. That definitely never clicked for me. But still,
What does give you emotional hook in a movie? Plenty, honestly,
plenty, Richard, plenty.
I don't know. I think I don't know. I could watch an insurance commercial and cry.
Could you really name one?
Well, I haven't seen one yet, but I'm just saying.
You've seen plenty of insurance commercials.
But they're not sad. I'm just, you know, it's easy to manipulate emotion, but it's harder for someone to think. And that's why I like Christopher Nolan. He doesn't really care about, like, well, you know, making it emotional. And that's for pussies. I want to do stuff about the, you know, think about it, bitch.
No, well, that's the thing, too, is that this whole thing felt like a science class. And I was like, you know what? I'm here to be entertained. Given this exposition.
Speaking of that, I hated the black guy who talked like a white guy. That was the worst voice ever.
Yeah, but he's so annoying.
But the scene where he explains what a wormhole is the same scene from Event Horizon. I've seen it like a million times in like every show or movie about black holes. It's like the same exact
display. It's always the same thing. They always have a piece of paper that they fold in half and use the pencil to make a hole in it. It's just like, okay, yeah, I've seen it. We all know what a black hole is now. Let's not explain it again.
See, like, that's the stuff I'm talking about. They just could dump a lot of dialogue and streamline the movie a lot if they...
You got to rage against the dying of the light.
Now, wasn't that annoying, too? It's at least three times in that movie.
Well, he says he doesn't finish it, though, so I'll give him credit there. He starts to say it, and actually, I think it's like four times. Because he says it in the beginning, right, and then Matt Damon brings it up, and then he says it in the video. Michael Caine says it in the video to Anne Hathaway, and then he says it on his deathbed, too, but he doesn't finish it because he dies.
Right, and then it's also on the like an epitaph or whatever later.
Yeah.
It's just endless.
You've got to rage against the dying of the Michael Caine lion. Oh, Lord, there is no plan A. It's all about the plan B. I failed you. I failed you. I'm sorry, Mr. Wayne.
See, if only Batman was in this movie, it would have been so much better.
I'm going to find the planet. I know which one it is. Use your heart, Catwoman. What's your heart telling you?
See, but this is already better.
But that was the problem that I had. Like, the one thing that I did not like about it was the very end, where it was like Ellen Burstyn goes, okay, Matthew McConaughey, go sell Lincoln cars and go find the love of your life, Anne Hathaway, who you didn't really know at all.
Yeah, that was my feeling, too. Is it's like, there's no love story throughout the whole movie. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, go bone this chick.
That was dumb. Wait, what? No. That was dumb. I didn't like that at all. I felt like it would have been... It would have been better if Anne Hathaway was dead, just in general. Sure. And and what happened is, like, his wife, who died, is actually the one sort of giving them all the directions, because she is she's a fifth dimensional being.
Maybe
somehow she transcended, like. The human soul is the fifth, is the evolution, is the fifth being, basically, and that's who brought it. Like, it would make more sense than saying, like, oh, by the way, that chick that you, like, were together with for, like, I don't know, 4 months of training and 3 weeks in space, yeah, it's the love of your life, go fuck her. Go find her on that planet and make space babies.
Yeah, I will say, like, when he mentions his wife early, it kind of felt like such a moment that I did think it would come back later. His wife, in some fashion.
I felt like it would have made more sense and kind of would have been more of an interesting take.
Sure, yeah.
And but that would have been, like, I think, pissed everybody off beyond belief. That would have been like, what, the dead wife is the one? What the fuck? But it's still, I think the ending is so weird, why not go even weirder with it? Yeah. At least then it would make somewhat more sense than just like, oh, by the way, go screw Dr. Brandt. Yeah, that's the love of your life now. Just go take the space. Go steal a fighter pilot. Go steal a fighter jet in space and go to that planet in the wormhole again. Go do that. Like, I didn't like it.
Yeah, it did kind of feel to me like really manipulative. Like they were. Yeah. Like, they were just trying to force this ending on you that never was in the script. It never was in the movie at all. I never got the feeling that there was any, like, romantic relationship between those two characters.
Yeah, especially since wasn't she the one that made a decision to go to the water planet? Wasn't that her deal? She wanted to go there first?
Right, yeah, because, like, someone was still, like, clicking back signals or whatever.
I would be so resentful toward her for, like, ever, because she cost me 23 years.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, because that was something that wasn't there either, was there wasn't enough sort of animosity towards these people. It was all very peaceful and happy. Like, they were just going to go to another planet. That was it. They were good.
I just wish Topher Grace was taken out by a giant wave.
Yeah, there was some odd casting in this movie. I don't know why Casey Affleck was in this movie either.
It's very weird.
it's like the day player they got sick, so they just so Matt Damon just called Casey Affleck and was like, "Hey, are you free?" And he's like, "Well, oh, yeah."
That's the power of Christopher Nolan. You can get anybody to play any part in any of his movies.
But why would you get Topher Grace though? That's what I want to know.
I think that's the biggest mystery of Interstellar. It is. Not the wormhole or who the fifth dimensional beings. Why is Topher Grace in this movie?
It's like, I don't even dislike him, but it just didn't seem right. Like, it's just not the kind of movie he should be in.
Yeah, he should really just not be in anything anymore. His time has passed.
He's rich enough, he doesn't need to be, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's too busy making edits of the prequel trilogy. He should just, you know, be left alone and play with his computer. If he's doing stuff like that, he must be really bored. I'm just like, oh god, let it go. Who cares anymore?
You wouldn't want to see his edit?
No, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. I'd rather them just remake the prequels. How about that, Disney? Remake that shit. You can make another $5 billion.
The one possibility that I'd be excited about.
Yeah, I think that's the best idea they can go with, honestly. I really hope they do that eventually. Because why wouldn't they? I mean, they're going to run out of ideas. These spinoff movies sound terrible. The Obi-Wan Kenobi trilogy is the worst idea ever, next to Aunt May's super secret agent spy. Like, Jesus next Christ. To
Big Fat Wedding 2.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, The Big Fat Divorce, which I hope is the title. Or My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, Who the Fuck is Nia Vardalos? Or My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, Fuck You, Audience.
I don't know. Somebody will see it, but I don't see it doing well at all.
Oh, God, no. It's going to be like a Lifetime direct-for-cable movie. It's like, I don't even, like, who's, oh, it just hurts my head. I just don't want to think about it. And your company's doing it, Universal.
Yeah,
that's the worst part.
And, like, her last movie she did bombed. I don't know what that one was. But that movie that came out right after Big Fat Greek Wedding just bombed.
And didn't My Big Fat Greek Wedding, like, come out 12 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, but I don't get it, though. So you think this movie's going to do bad, but Dumb and Dumber 2 is going to be a big hit.
Well, there's a huge difference.
What's the difference?
Well, Dumb and Dumber 2 has the power of attracting the millennials, because My Big Fat Greek Wedding 1 was something for middle-aged women who have since passed on. So their audience is essentially dead, and Dumb and Dumber 2, they're all very much alive.
Well, your mom's still alive though, right?
Yeah, but she wouldn't even be down for this movie. She'd probably think it's a stupid idea.
But she saw the first one, right?
She did.
See? My mom saw the first one too, and she's still around.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But they're not going to go. Yeah, but my mom doesn't go to the movies. Aha!
My mom does.
My mother does not go to the movies at all.
I think my mom will drag my dad to this one.
Oh, if she had a heart, she wouldn't. That's a cruel, 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 painful thing to do to a man. Take him to go see an unwarranted, unwanted sequel.
There's plenty of those, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Namely, Mockingjay Part 1 of 5.
And 12 more years a slave. Yeah. And
God. 12 more years a slave. I want to see that movie. 12 more years a slave.
Raising a family is too hard for him, so he leaves to go to be a slave again.
Starring Bill Cosby.
Oh, did you hear about that meme problem he had?
Yeah, well, I don't even know. Like, why is he accused of rape? Is this, like, from his past, or is this recent?
Oh, no, it's from his past. Yeah, from a while ago.
You see, I don't know if I even believe that. I feel bad because Bill Cosby says a lot of good stuff about cultural issues.
He does, yeah.
But it's like, and they're going after him because he's disagreeing with what, like, the meat, like, what
current media determines what's, you know, appropriate. So I just feel like he's getting smeared. I don't know if I believe this rape thing.
Well, it's from a while ago, though, so...
I didn't rape that. I did not rape Theo. I didn't put my finger in his butt with some poutine coming out. Did not do that. Oh, the Polaroid Kodak film camera caught me with a girl. How many other products does he shill for? I can't think of much.
Is anyone else in the Jimbo house?
Jimbo pudding pops.
Is anyone else in the house?
Who?
Is anyone else in the house?
Oh no, I'm on the other side of the house. I'm in the living room.
I was gonna say, because God,
I hope you can't hear me. I don't know.
Lord,
how shameful am I?
Oh man,
Bill Cosby rape memes. No, too bad. I bet you he wishes he could go back to that bookshelf in the fifth dimension.
What would he do?
Morse code, Theo. Don't go into that room. I'm behind the door with an erect penis. Don't go in there. And then the Cosby's theme plays as he rapes Theo.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Lord. Yeah, as recently as 2006, though, he's been accused of...
Oh, that's recent. That's like Cosby Mystery Time.
Yeah.
Or wait, was that the Dick Van Dyke Mysteries? I forgot. I think they both had mystery shows.
Yeah, you're not wrong, yeah.
What a horrible era. That was a bad time, man. Like the 90s, like late mid-90s to like mid-2000s. What a horrible time. There's a lot of junk.
Yeah, there was some bad stuff. Yeah, because I think you're talking about, what, Diagnosis Murder?
Yeah, Diagnosis Murder, and then you had, like, all the, like, virtual reality, VR6 or VR8. You had Mantis. You had all these horrible sci-fi shows. Fox tried to shove down our throats for years. Just remember that awful time. Meteor Man.
Oh, right, yeah.
I mean, just so many awful things. Steel. That was the comic book movie that we had for a while. It was Steel. Like, that was the best they could do.
Oh, the one with Shaq?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a bad time. I mean, a lot of shit came out on TV and in movies. It was just a horrible, horrible time. Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
It was, yeah, the 90s was not a particularly...
Yeah.
Good era of film or TV.
No. Very bad. It wasn't. No. Very bad. The one with Jet Li.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that one movie, which you mean The One.
No, The One with Jet Li. And the wonderful Delroy Lindo.
And Jason Statham.
Yes.
Yeah. I never did see that one, though. That's a part of it.
Fucking terrible.
But I couldn't get past the beginning.
Yeah, well, there you go. And the Quest with Jean-Claude Van Damme and Roger Moore, that's another terrible movie. Though you might like that one.
And like James Remar's in it, I think.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll do it, whatever, I'm James Remar.
Yeah, no, it's not a very good movie.
And Stargate the series. Time Tracks. Hercules, the Legendary Journeys. Which is more camp. That show actually wasn't that bad. Yeah, I would say Cleopatra 2525 was worse.
Yeah, and you had all those like Bruce Campbell shows that never took off.
Yeah. Well, that was good, though.
Yeah.
That was the exception to the rule.
The Briscoe County Jr. one was good.
Yeah.
I like that one. But yeah, that went nowhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. We should bring up Birdman. You saw that, right?
I did, but you haven't seen it, though.
Well, whatever. Tell me your impression. You liked it, but didn't love it.
Is it coming to the state at all? Or
I have no idea.
Romantica or wherever?
No clue. I looked into the future. They don't have the dates up yet, so I have no idea.
No, it's definitely a good movie. I enjoyed it a lot. It'll certainly be in my top 10. For me, I found its message that I took from it. Because I think people, and this is the kind of movie that I think would have a lot of different interpretations, probably a lot like Interstellar, but that basically all art is phony. There's like no real art out there, that it's all bullshit.
I can get behind that.
No matter what you do, it's all fake.
It's true.
And then ultimately, everyone who does art is phony, and people aren't really out for the art. They're out for the attention the art brings.
Fuck.
And
I might have Inuyuritu all wrong.
It's a great movie. It's funny. And there's some really dark moments. And there were complaints that I'd read online that the dialogue is too on the nose. And I could see that, but I was able to look past that pretty easily. And it's not too glaring either, in my opinion. And it's no worse than like your average Joss Whedon movie where people talk with like, you know, as if they've been reading I don't know what kind of books for the past like 200 years and they're finally being right. allowed to speak.
Yeah.
It's just sort of a heightened reality.
Right. That
you have to kind of buy into. So either you do or you don't, and I didn't mind it at all. And also it had kind of a staged quality like theater itself, I thought. So I was able to kind of, you know, kind of be on that level, I guess, and kind of go with it. But now the cinematography. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was going to say, you think Michael Keaton's going to be nominated?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think he has a good chance to be nominated. Edward Norton should be nominated, but I feel like he's probably just playing himself in this movie. Like a total dick.
Good point.
Like a total dick. So
yeah,
I just don't know.
That's him.
So I don't really know if people are going to like him enough to nominate him, but he was great. I liked Emma Stone a lot, but I don't know if it's too early to nominate her or what her deal will be.
Well, do you think that portrayal is too showy, or is it showy enough for Oscar because they like that? Because she's like a drug addict, right? Isn't that her role?
Yeah, I think the whole movie is so sort of like that kind of Hollywood in the know sort of thing, where it's like they'll love it.
Right.
Just like they kissed Argo's ass.
Oh yeah,
it's like it's the same kind of thing where it's like it certainly isn't sucking its own dick because it definitely complains a lot about celebrity, but it's still sort of about the culture that those people really appreciate and understand.
Yeah.
So I think they'll kind of glom onto that.
Do you think best picture category it would get, or do you think just screenplay and maybe acting and that's it?
You know, I could almost see it kind of going like an American Hustle kind of thing.
Where yeah.
It pulls a lot of noms but doesn't win anything.
Yeah.
Because I thought across the board it was great. I mean, I liked the cinematography. Editing was great. Because it had like really long cuts and it's made to look like one long cut. Even though clearly it's not. But and the music was great. It had a real staccato feel with the drums.
Yeah.
Which on reflection I thought kind of mirrored like a bird sort of beating its wings almost. Sort of playing that a little bit.
You lost me there.
Yeah, it's fine. But anyway, no. All in all, I thought it was a great movie, and I definitely see it getting some nominations, though.
I'm just trying to think what else could be up for awards because I just don't see anything that could really.
I really don't
make
either.
Up a roster because there's not
it's gonna
much.
Be thin. It's going to be thin.
Yeah.
That's why I think it has a good shot because there's just not a lot out.
Well, I'm just trying to think like what's the biggest. Highest grossing kind of prestige picture. Box Office Mojo was saying that Unbroken was going to make $125 million. They're out of their fucking mind. Unbroken is not going to make $30 million.
Well, I will say, I think that movie has a fair shot because it's Angelina Jolie.
No way.
No.
I think that hinders it.
No. I won't say because of. No, I'm not saying box office. I'm just saying awards.
No. Awards. I'm saying that's going to hinder it.
I don't know.
It's too showy.
But Hollywood doesn't know that. Hollywood's dumb. They won't. Like, oh, it's so great.
They'll see right through it. Because the voters aren't old people anymore. It's the millennial assistants. And they're tired of her. So they're not going to let her get any nominations.
The one thing I don't like about what I've seen from the trailer anyway... is that it seems like it's so many movies.
It's like four movies in one. It's a trilogy.
Yeah, it's like he's growing up, then he's running in high school, then he's in the Olympics, then he's going off to war, then he's a POW. It's like, how many movies are in this movie?
Then it's a revenge movie. He goes after the Japanese prison guy.
Yeah, it just feels like it's too much. I expected more focus from it, and they're just not.
I'm not going to see it. I have no desire to see that movie. It looks like a fucking Lifetime movie with pretty good special effect budget. That's all it is.
Yeah, but I was thinking about that problem, though, like, because that makes me think maybe
the trailer's exhausting.
But I was thinking like Gone Girl might have a better shot than I expected for a war.
I think Gone Girl will take Unbroken's place.
Just because there really is nothing out there.
Theory of Everything will get a bunch because why not? Even though it's probably not even that good.
I think The Imitation Game.
Imitation Game, yeah.
Probably a few, but I really think the main one will be Cumberbatch, but that'll be it.
I don't know.
But I think
screenplay.
But I think it kind of hinges on that. Like, if people aren't going to give it an actor nom, it won't get much else.
No.
And it won't win.
It'll win all the BAFTAs.
Yeah, probably.
But then again, you know, King's Speech came out of nowhere and took everything.
But, and like Foxcatcher, I don't think that goes anywhere. It's too dark.
I think Foxcatcher again will be The American Hustle. It'll get a bunch of noms, okay. But it's all not right. Going to get nothing.
I think Rosewater is already dead.
Yeah, I think no one's going to. Like, again, it's got Jon Stewart's name on it. You can't take it seriously. It's like Angelina Jolie Factor. It's untouchable. No one's going to. It's going to be. It's too on the nose. It's like, fuck you.
And that Reese Witherspoon Wild movie looks. It just looks like such Oscar bait. She might as well be wearing a t-shirt that says that.
Is that the one where she's a heroin nymphomaniac?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like garbage.
I think she'll get nominated for that just because she's a heroin nymphomaniac.
Nominated, sure, but I hope she doesn't win.
No, she shouldn't win. You know who should win, and actually who probably Rosamund Pike.
That'd be interesting.
For Gone Girl, I think I think, honestly, if out of all of them, she's going to be the winner, I think, hands down.
Well, Hollywood loves new faces, even though she's not new, but new-ish.
Well, they like the psycho bad guy because Kathy Bates won for Misery. And I just think, you know, what else is out there that's having such a female actress? Yeah, like that. I mean, seriously. There's no other actress that you can get behind. And she's British, and she's pretty, and she's, you know.
Right.
Did a hell of a job in that movie. And she actually kind of makes the movie better. So I don't know.
Yeah, and what do you think, like, Inherent Vice?
It might be too weird. I don't think. Like, again, it'll probably get nominations just because it's Paul Thomas Anderson, but he just won't win anything.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And then you get American Sniper will come out at some point, but I don't.
Oh, American Sniper actually might be the one to look out for.
That's kind of what I'm wondering, because it seems so close to the edge where it's like it could have a real push. Also, I think people have to be feeling like Clint Eastwood's on his way out. You never know how many movies he's got left.
Well, Christ, they've been saying that since I'm fucking Forgiven.
I know, but still.
He's won like 75 Oscars since then.
Well, give him 76, Richard. 76.
And this is what fucking Clint Eastwood does. He'll make a shitty movie that no one sees, and then he will come up from behind and make the goddamn best picture winner. That's his power. I mean, I've never seen anyone be that good.
What's he had talking about?
Jersey Boys died, and now he's going to do American Sniper, which comes out of nowhere and takes everything.
It could. It could. I really think
it could. I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, it's got that patriotic crap that people love.
Yes.
You know, it's Bradley Cooper, I think, is still someone people like.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, then again, yeah,
you don't,
maybe he's.
But I think I like him. I think he's fine.
He might be the guy that wins Best Actor for American Sniper.
Maybe. I think he really could, just because.
Again, I can't think, like, maybe Eddie Redmayne for Theory of Everything. I don't
know. I don't know. He seems so dorky, though. I just don't.
Yeah, No one knows who he is either. It'd be like, who the fuck is this guy? And everybody would change the channel. I don't think the Oscars wants that.
Right, and I think they've kind of had enough of that after, like, Roberto Benigni.
Yeah.
And then more recently with that, with what's his name? That artist dude who hasn't done shit since.
Oh, the Jean Damien Bashir, or?
Jean Desjardins.
No, that's right. Damien Bashir's a Mexican. Yeah. Jean, did he win Best Actor? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Oh, God. See, that's why the Oscars suck.
That's what I mean. I think
the artist wins everything. You're just like, what the fuck?
So that's why I think it'd be better for them to give it to something like this, where, you know, you might not like him, but at least he's an actor that you know is going to keep working. You know, he'll sure. he'll be in more popular American films. He'll do more American dramas. It'll feel legitimate and it'll feel earned. It won't be like he just disappears and never comes back.
Was that 2011?
Yeah.
The artist? Oh, my God.
Yeah, one. It was the 2012 Oscars, yeah.
Oh, God. Fuck you.
Yeah, like, let's see. Fuck you, Oscars. What else could have won? Damien Bashir. There you go. He could have won George Clooney, Gary Oldman, or Brad Pitt. All could have won.
There you go.
I would have taken any of those people.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why they will never... Brad Pitt will never win an Oscar. Well, he did win an Oscar, but...
Technically... But for not best acting, picture. Not an acting Oscar.
No, he'll never win an Oscar. You know, an acting Oscar.
It's never going to happen.
Though I'd like to see him get a nod for Fury. I think he was really good in that.
You know, considering how thin everything is, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't a lot out there. This to me feels like a really dry year as far as Oscars go.
It's pretty bad. It's really pretty bad. Not
there. I mean, yeah. Usually there's like that flurry of movies that just like, oh man, I got 10 movies I got to see already.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I mean, I want to see Nightcrawler, and then that's it until Foxcatcher, and then that's it for a while until I don't know why.
And Foxcatcher was a layover from last year.
Yeah.
Like, shit.
So it's just like, yeah, okay. I mean, there's some stuff, but I mean, I'm not saying Imitation Game. I'm not seeing Theory of Everything. I don't care.
No, those movies don't interest me. Mean nothing.
And it's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to see American Sniper, but I don't know when that's coming out.
I think Christmas Day.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, it's just really barren.
What, do you think Into the Woods will be nominated for a bunch of awards?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. What hell? I mean, that almost
guarantees... Meryl Streep wins the Oscar again.
That guarantees that, Big Fat 2 is going to be nominated for some stuff coming up.
Shit.
They'll get some nominations.
Oh, my God.
You just know it's going to happen.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Oh, well. Well, yeah. should we go to the bar and drink to the memory of Hollywood?
Please, let's.
Because it's dead.
It is good. Dead.
Good night.